Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the all-knowing and all-powerful Miss Bastino, Cindy Bastino, and she is a phenomenal individual that is always positive, always happy, and just has an amazing and wonderful life. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you need to talk to her just because if you could live the life that she lives, you'd be in Shangri-La every day, and there would be no reasons to complain or to talk about anything bad. But without any further to do, Cindy is, again, a phenomenal individual, and she's a coach, a mentor, a speaker, and a person that loves working with different types of people with their particular relationship matters and other things to try to help them to find their truth, to find their space, to find out who they are, and to also live the life that God or the universe says that they should be living, which is, of course, a good and phenomenal life. So with any further ado, let's go forward on. Cindy, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. I'm doing really, really good, and I'm really excited to be talking today about what to do when you just don't feel good enough. There's so many people out there, and I'm sure many of your listeners struggle with whether they feel good enough, and it's not something we think about all the time. It's something that kind of sits underneath the surface, and you know, it is something that you're struggling with when you say things like, well, I don't feel skinny enough or pretty enough or smart enough or successful enough. Or you might hear people say, well, I have this hole, this deep hole inside of me that I can't seem to fill. Or sometimes you might hear someone say, I want a partner that will complete me. When things like that are said, then what is going on underneath the surface is this fear, this terror of never being good enough. And we were never taught how to be good enough. So what happens when this fear lives and breathes, you know, within us on many levels, we don't have the inner reserves. We don't have that inner value container within ourselves to go inside and find our own value. So we have to find our value from outside of ourselves when we have a fear of not being good enough. So we need, you know, constant praise and reassurance from our bosses, our friends, our family, our partners. And when that isn't enough, then we'll sometimes try to find things that will fill that space within us. So it can come out in, you know, shopping, drinking, eating, gambling, things. You know, if you have a house that is cluttered with things, if you have a closet that is, you know, overflowing, you know, this is a good... If you tend to be a collector of sorts, this is a good way to recognize that you might have this issue of not feeling good enough. So today I want to talk about some ways that we can start filling our own inner value container so that we don't have to look to others to find our value. And we can find our own unique value. Because we're all different, we're all supposed to be different. So, you know, what is enough food for me, you know, is not going to be the same as for you, Zurian, or anyone else. What is going to be, you know, is going to make me lovable enough or have enough love, receiving enough love, is going to be different and unique to me than it is from everybody else. And so when we're looking to other people, always for advice or support or to find how good we are, we're taking on their values rather than, you know, finding our own. So we're going to talk about four different ways that people can start building that inner value container. And the first one is making a connection, a neurological, auditory, kinesthetic connection with what enough is. So I'll give an example. When I was starting this journey of finding out what was enough for me and so that I can feel good enough, I had a large house, 5,000-6,000 square foot house on 5 acres, and I had three large dogs. The smallest was 65 pounds, and the biggest was about 85 pounds. And for some bizarro reason, I decided I needed a fourth dog. Had to have a fourth dog. Nazarian, I just didn't pick any dog. I picked a Bernese Mountain Dog. And if you, Zurian, or any of the listeners know, a Bernese Mountain Dog happens to be the size of a small pony. So, wow. You know, it wasn't enough that I had these other three dogs. I had to bring home a Bernese Mountain Dog, and his name is Zeus. And Zeus was the worst puppy ever. I mean, he was the cutest puppy ever. That's why he got in. He is still alive today because he was so damn adorable. But he would not crate. He ate my kitchen. I mean, destroyed my kitchen. And it was a really awesome moment for me because I realized that having a fourth dog and having Zeus as my fourth dog was really too much. And I almost renamed him instead of Zeus. It was almost too much. So, you know, it's finding these places in our lives where we just don't have enough, don't have enough, don't have enough. Holy crap, I have too much. So the first thing that you need to do is go through your house, go through your day. You know, use the word enough as much as possible. Our brain needs that connection. We need to make that connection with what enough is, what too much is, what not enough is. So, you know, as you're eating and you take a break, you know, have I had enough? No, I want more. Okay. Or, yeah, I have had enough. When you go into your closet and you look and you do I have enough clothes? You know, do I have enough shoes? Nazarian, I know you do this all the time. You know, you go out and look for a new pair of shoes to buy and those really pretty red ones catch your eye. I know that happens to you, Nazarian. And, you know, before you buy those... Yeah, you don't think so. Before you buy those pretty red shoes, you know, ask yourself, you know, do I really need another pair of shoes? Do I have enough shoes? Well, I have two other red pairs of shoes. You know, I really don't need another pair. I really do have enough. So asking yourself over and over throughout the day, one time a day, 5 times a day, 100 times a day, constantly asking yourself, is this enough? You've worked a 10-hour day. Okay, have I worked long enough? Oh, no, I still have this work I need to bring home. Or, yeah, you know what, 10 hours, I worked enough today. I don't need to bring any work home today. So that we can start creating our own inner value container of what is enough for us. So that is the first one. Did you get that one?
Yes.
What is enough? So what's enough in your life? Zurian, what's too much? Give me an example of what is too much and what is enough.
Too much for me, when I think of too much, I think of either too much food or too much debt or too much aggravation.
Yeah. So, you know, so when you go to use that credit card, you know, do you have enough debt? Do you really need to put more on the credit card? Really, really important questions to ask ourselves. And so that we can know what enough is for us. So the second way that we can feel good enough and start feeling good enough, you know, what we can do when we don't feel good enough, is to take charge of our superego. Do you notice our superego is, Zurian?
Yes. Yes, it's all of these people that think that they can tackle everything or do everything or they're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
The superego? Well, you're kind of close, but really not. the superego is a part of our psyche, and it is a really important part of our psyche, and it's actually also named our inner critic. And it's the one that when you go to take a risk, like a business risk, and you hear the words inside your head, don't do that. Don't bother. Who do you think you are? You know, you're an idiot. That is too risky. You're going to fail. You're going to fall on your face. You're going to be a failure. That's your superego. For women especially, it's when we look in the mirror naked in the bathroom, you know, and we start picking ourselves apart. Those words, the picking ourselves apart, those words are actually our superego. Oh, you're fat. Oh, look at your nose. It's ugly. Look at this. Look at that. It's this. It's that. So our superego is our inner critic. And as I said, everyone has one. And the way it was created is it was like we had a digital recorder when we were young. And every time an adult authority figure, or even like an older sibling or cousin, corrected us or disciplined us or humiliated us, teased us, we recorded it. And every time that we were criticized, it was recorded. So these are words, our superego uses words that were actually said to us as we were growing up, and they were said to us by these people that we saw as bigger, better, smarter. And so when our superego speaks to us, we make the mistake of thinking that it's the truth. It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Amen. So, but it's not. That, did you notice, Zurian, that I didn't say, oh, that the superego also digitally recorded every time that we were validated or honored or seen or loved? You know, no, it didn't record those things. It only recorded the negative, the criticisms, the discipline. So it only has half the truth. Only half the truth. So we need to remember that. And to take charge of it, we have to listen to it, because it does have some truth to it. You know, the story I say about my superego and how my superego can really, you know, has really helped me was, when I used to shop at Abercrombie & Fitch, and when my daughter got old enough, she decided she was going to shop at Abercrombie & Fitch, and my superego said to me, really, Cindy, do you really want to be wearing the same clothes as your teenage daughter? Really? Do you really want to be that kind of mom? Really?
I said
no. So I stopped shopping at Abercrombie & Fitch. So I didn't have to be twins with my daughter. Look like I was competing with her. So the superego can have some good things to say. So just let, you know, we need to listen to our superego, and then we need to decide whether we're going to pay attention to it and make decisions based on it, you know, in that moment. So when I'm standing in front of the mirror and I'm looking at myself and my superego wants to rip me apart, you know, I have to go, you know what? Thank you, superego. I know you have a very important job. Your job is to make sure that I'm safe and I'm not judged and that I won't make mistakes, and I get it. But you know what? There are some things I really like about me when I look in the mirror, and I'm going to focus on those today. And that's how we take charge of our superego. We listen to it, we evaluate it, and then we decide whether we're going to use those words and make decisions based on the words of our superego that day or not. And most days, not. Because remember, it only has half of our truth. It's our inner critic, but it only has half of our truth. So we have first is using the word enough as much as possible so we can make those neurological, auditory, kinesthetic connections with what enough is. And that builds our inner value container. And taking that obstacle of the superego and taking charge of that obstacle, because it is a huge obstacle in feeling good enough. And then the third way that we can fill that inner value container is by creating what I call I am statements. And these can be very hard for people. And there are two rules about I am statements. When we write I am statements, they have to be positive, and we have to believe them. So, for example, some of my I am statements are like, I am intelligent, I am passionate, I am creative, I'm a hard worker, I'm honest, I'm a diva. All of those things are very true about me, and I know that they're true about me, and I can say them knowing that I believe them. And most people have never written I am statements before. We can say who we're not. We can say what we don't like about ourselves. But it's very hard. I found I do this with a lot of my clients to help them really stand in the truth of who they are. And it's very difficult for them to find more than a handful of positive I am statements. So you don't want to write, I'm beautiful, if you don't look in the mirror and think that you're beautiful. You don't say, you're funny, if you're not funny. So I asked you, Zurian, to write some of your I am statements for me today, so we can give your listeners another example of I am statements. So why don't you, can you tell us, would you share with us what some of your I am statements are?
Well, I guess I am a good father. I said I am a leader. I am a motivator. I am a innovative person. I am intelligent. I am strong. Mm-hmm. I am worthy.
I'm a Marine. I remember that one. I liked that one.
I'm a Marine.
Well, yeah.
That never changes. Once a Marine, always
See?
A Marine. You know how that goes.
Right. Yeah, I do. That's why I really, really liked it. So, you know, you with all of your work and that you've obviously done and on yourself and with yourself are able to, you know, stand in that really strong place of knowing who you are and knowing the positive aspects of who you are. And again, the more of these that we write, the more we are filling our that inner value container. So we don't have to, you know, respond to somebody else when we are judged by them, because we know all these good things about us. But if people do get stuck, you know, what I tell people to do is ask your spouse, ask your partner, what makes me a good partner? Why do you love me? You know, what are some of the best things about me? Go to your children. You know, ask them, what makes mommy a good mommy? You know, why do you love mommy? What do you love to do with mommy? Why do you love to do those things with mommy or daddy? Going to your friends, your best friends. You know, I have a friend, and I think, you know, a lot of us have, you know, at least one friend that we've had since, you know, elementary school or middle school or whatever. And I remember asking her, why the hell have you kept me around this long? You know, and the things that the people will say are so wonderful. You know, they're adding too. But I tell them what I tell my clients to do is write down what these people say to you. And if you don't quite believe it yet, put a little note next to it, put a little check mark or something. And these are things that you want to step deeper into. Somebody else sees this in you, but you can't quite own it yet, and that's okay. And the best place to find your I am statements and to fill that inner value container is looking at your pets. You know, what would your pets say about you? You know, why do they think that you're like the best owner ever?
Really? I never thought about pets. I thought pets love everybody except cats.
No, pets don't love everybody. I mean, you know, pets can bite. Pets can be, they can get mean. They can be angry, you know. But, you know, when those pets look at you and they're like, oh, mom, you're the greatest mom ever. Oh, like, what would my pets say about me? So my pets would say, I'm loving and I'm full of kisses. That's what my pets would say. My friends have said, I'm talented and I'm tenacious. Yeah, I'm like a freaking pit bull. That's true. My children would say, I'm a good cook. I'm strong and I'm generous. And my spouse would say, I'm courageous and I'm sexy. So, you know, adding their statements onto the ones that you have can really, you know, add more flavor in and give you an even better idea of how you're seen by others and who you might really truly be. So that is a third way, so writing I am statements. So making a connection with what is enough for you, taking charge of your superego, which can be a huge obstacle in creating your own inner value and finding your value from within. Writing I am statements to help you remember and stand in the truth of who you are, and using those I am statements to fill that inner value container. And I would challenge anyone that's listening today and anyone that listens in the future to then take those I am statements and write a love letter to yourself. Have you ever done that, Zurian?
No.
No, most people haven't. It's a really beautiful, beautiful way to honor who you are, to honor your truth and your heart and your essence. You know, I can say that, you know, I am passionate and I'm a hard worker and I am honest, and 90% of the time I am all of those things that I say I am. But it's that 10% of the time where we lose ourselves, where we lose ourselves in these moments, that we can forget. And that we do forget. And when it is so important to us about what other people say, and other people can be lost too, and they can be, you know, very critical and judgmental. You know, rejection is a part of life. Betrayal is a part of life. And it can be really hurtful, and it can really damage us when we don't have that really full inner value container. So when we write a love letter to ourselves, it's just taking one more step deeper into falling in love with yourself and seeing yourself differently and seeing yourself in your truth, in your unique essence. So what would a love letter to self sound like? So I decided that I would be vulnerable today, and I would read you a love letter that I wrote to myself.
Uh-oh.
Ready? I know. Okay. It says, "Dear Cindy, you are a great mom. You show your love for your children by taking such great care of them, cooking their favorite foods, and buying pretty things for your daughter. I honor your drive to constantly look at yourself and improve yourself, your healership, and your life. You are softer more each day. Your joy of life is a wonder to be a part of. Your passion for happiness and joy. Your laughter invites all others to join you. You take great care of your physical body and dress it to perfection. I'm proud to have you on my arm and call you mine. You are smart, funny, and quick-witted. You can be opinionated, so we stay away from politics. The thing I love most about you, Cindy, is your heart. You are there to help anyone who asks. You give food to those in need. You spend your days witnessing people's truths and their fears. When you are in your heart, you see my heart, my truth, my love, my goodness, wisdom, strength, trustworthiness, kindness, and gentleness. You love me with all of my warts. You encourage and inspire me, my art, and my own passion for life. You laugh at my jokes and look at me like I am the man of your dreams. You kiss me with your whole being and touch me with passion and reverence. I love you. Love, Cindy."
Outstanding.
Yeah, so I got a little choked up, sorry. It's hard. You know, it's really interesting that every time I do this with one of my clients, and every time, you know, I do this with you, Zurian, or I'm in workshops, it still chokes me up. And you want to write the letter like you're writing it to someone else, even though you're writing it about you, and it seems to make it a bit easier. And then I do something really mean with my clients, and I make them read it to themselves in with the word I in it. So, but I won't make anyone else do that today. So a challenge to all the listeners to step deeper in love with yourself and to know that you are good enough and keep filling that inner value container, writing a love letter to yourself. How are we doing on time, Zurian? We doing good?
Yes, we've got about 7 minutes.
Okay, so one last thing. I was hoping I was going to get a chance to share with everyone today is our self-filling techniques, you know, learning that you are enough, learning how to fill yourself so that you don't have to get your value from your job or your partner or things or food. And so I have not healthy ways of filling, right? I have healthy ways of filling, and then I have super healthy ways of filling. And what determines the not healthy, healthy, and super healthy is how much you have to source from within. So the not healthy places are ways that you are not nourishing yourself, your soul, you're not filling that inner value container. So the not healthy ways of filling are through alcohol, food, gambling, smoking, shopping, work, gaming, internet. You know, all of these things that are outside of ourselves that we try to plug that hole, right? Mm-hmm. Healthier ways, and these are things that we can request you know, from other people and request from the moment to try to fill ourselves. So these are ways that are more nourishing to our body. It does help deepen a connection with yourself, but not, it's kind of convoluted. So healthier ways of filling yourself, gardening, yoga, exercise, body work, you know, asking our friends or our family or our partner to help fill our needs and fill ourselves in that moment, animals, pets, nature, sex, group self-help like AA, Al-Anon, and anything that is your passion, important personal causes. So, you know, running a 5K for breast cancer and earning money for breast cancer and helping groups that are important to you.
Mm-hmm.
The super healthy ways, the super, super healthy ways, and they're super healthy because they nourish and deepen your connection with self and God. These are the healthiest ways that you can fill yourself. Journaling, meditation, prayer, reading spiritual text and self-help books, breath work, art, creative outlet, therapy, doing your personal work, personal process through therapy, spiritual groups, A Course in Miracles, Bible studies, and doing things alone, so taking a walk in nature, breathing in nature, praying in nature. That always works for me quite a bit. So self-filling techniques that you can do that will really help deepen your connection with yourself and God, so that when you are judged, when you are rejected, when you are betrayed, when you make a mistake, you can go inside and go, it's okay. I'm imperfect. I'm human. And I'm all of these great things, but I need to clean up a mess. I can do that. Or I have a lesson that I need to learn. Okay, I learned it. Now I can move on. But I'm not bad. I'm not mean. I'm not stupid. I'm not an idiot. I'm not a moron. I'm not ugly. Any of those things. So one last thing I want to leave with your listeners today. You ready?
Uh-huh.
So take a deep breath, and if you have come away with nothing else from today, listen. Always remember that you are braver than you believe. You are stronger than you seem. You are smarter than you think, and twice as beautiful as you'd ever imagined. That's who you are. You are good enough.
Very cool. Very powerful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Cindy, could you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you? And you're
they
in contact.
They can reach me. Mm-hmm. They can reach me through cindy@transform-heal.com. They can email me there. They can look me up on the web, www.transform-heal.com. My business number is 703-966-7620. And I would love to help anyone out there deepen that relationship with self. And I've already spoken on your show, Zurian, with deepening the relationship with your partner, revitalizing relationship, and talked about relationship with your ex. And today was all about relationship with self, and I look forward to being back on your show to talk about something else.
Okay. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you, because you definitely have a wealth and breadth of knowledge that is refreshing and that is much needed by not only myself, but a whole lot of other people in the world, so that they can have a better relationship, not only with others, but with themselves. So,
amen.
Cindy, thank you for coming on, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Zurian. Have a good one. Have a good one out there, everybody.
You too. Take care, be well, and give the family the little guy's best.
They will. Bye-bye.
All right, you take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Cindy Battino. Cindy. is a phenomenal individual and somebody that you really need to reach out to because, again, she has a wealth of knowledge. She loves what she does, and she loves doing it well. We will also, on the 19th, we will be having the start of a new series. The new series is with Dr. Ivan Meisner and Beth Meisner. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder and chairman of BNI. BNI is the largest networking organization in the world with 6,300 chapters, and also they do some phenomenal stuff. The show that we're going to talk about on starting on the 19th will actually be about cancer and how changing your diet and changing your lifestyle could help you to live a happier and longer life. So Cindy is covering the mental side of that and the emotional side of that, and Dr. Meisner is also touching on that, but he's talking about how you eat, what you eat, and also lifestyle changes to get you into better health. So, again, all of these individual interviews come together as one because all of these phenomenal professionals are talking about some stuff that could really help a lot of people out there. We need to get away from all the negative and start putting more positive in our lives. But remember, too, that everything starts with you and that if things aren't going correct in your life, then it's up to you to make the decision to change it and to take that action and to put it in effect. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. As always, if you like the show, please continue to listen, share the show with other people. Please contact any and all of our guests that come on because, again, like I said, they are motivated, highly professional, and highly expert in what they do and love what they do and enjoy it, and they can be of assistance to you. In the upper left-hand corner, if you click follow, you can follow the show and get future updates. Until then, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you very much, and we wish you every success.